Beginning this fall, students at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will be able to rent their textbooks. The program was created by Barnes & Noble College Booksellers, which is the contractor for the university's on-campus store. Jade Roth, Vice President of Books at Barnes & Noble College Booksellers, explains.
We're always looking for opportunities to provide students with more value and more options. And many students want to keep their books as part of their lifelong learning libraries, but many other students just want to get through the class, get what they can out of it from a subject and learning perspective, but they don't want to keep the textbook long term. So rental is the perfect opportunity for them. It saves them more than 50% off the new selling price of the textbook. They keep it for as long as they need, so they keep it throughout the term and throughout finals, and then they return it to the bookstore.
The decision by the company to expand this rental program to several schools resulted from what Ross says was tremendous feedback from students who participated in an early version of the program.
Barnes & Noble College Booksellers served about 650 college and university bookstores nationwide, so we operate the bookstores on those campuses. And last fall, we had a very small pilot in terms of offering rentals to students on the campuses. And then in January, we expanded that pilot program to 25 schools. And this fall, we are going to be offering that pilot at a significant number of schools, certainly an increase over our pilot number.
Mark Horn, Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, says school officials want to offer this program as a way to help students financially.
I think what we're doing is really in the interest of students. And, students bear a financial burden just paying for their way through college, but textbooks are a burden nationwide. And we want to provide an opportunity to at least provide an alternative for a more reasonably priced textbook. And when it's rented at 45% of the new book price, and they don't have to worry about whether it's going to be on the buyback list, there's some advantages to the student.
Horn admits that there are some risks with this new service, but the benefits for the students make the rental program worth it.
We do know that it has a little bit of potential for loss of revenue. The textbook rental program affects both the top-line bookstore sales and the bottom-line profitability of the store. And right now, we don't know for certain how many students will, we have no empirical data to really take a guess as to how many will take advantage of this. So consequently, Barnes & Noble is taking a risk, and we're willing to let them take that risk, and probably we'll see a little bit of trade-off if they don't gain market share because of this in terms of the revenue it's produced. But truthfully, in talking to Dr. Barron, the chancellor of UA Fort Smith, we decided that risk was well worth it if it meant a more affordable alternative for students. And really, I think that's the bottom line I would like to get across is, there's nothing in this for UA Fort Smith other than an advantage for the students.
Students will be able to rent textbooks for less than 50% of the cost of purchasing a new printed textbook. They will also be able to rent in-store or online, and they can pay with any form of tender accepted by the bookstore, including financial aid and Lion's Cash, the declining balance account available to UA Fort Smith students. Program participants will also be permitted to highlight and take notes in the book without suffering any penalty fees.
Normal wear and tear is expected, so normal highlighting, comments in the margins, all of that is part of using a textbook. So we would never say a student couldn't use a textbook like that. If they drop it in the bathtub, that's another thing.
Roth adds that if renters don't return a book, or if they return it in terrible condition, they will have to pay the price of a replacement book. However, she says very little of that occurred during the pilot program. The rental period is for the duration of the semester, and books are due back at the bookstore no later than 10 days after the last day of finals. Books can be returned in person or by mailing them to the bookstore. Courtesy emails reminding students to return their books will be sent as the end of the term approaches. More information is available by calling 479-788-7320. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.